morning. It is so wonderful to be here with you today. I was just thinking as I was sitting up there, I've been out for 2 Sundays in a row, and I don't think I have missed 2 Sundays in a row from this church since the last time I had a baby. I am pleased to report there is no new baby. But rather a poorly timed illness right before planned vacation. So it is good to be here with you this morning. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So I have a question for you this morning, and I'd like you to sort of consider it throughout the message this morning. How is it with your soul? This is a traditional Methodist question. It's deeply rooted in the beginnings of the Methodist movement when there were small class meetings, about a dozen people or so in each meeting, and each person would go around the room and answer that question. How is it with your soul? Now, Wesley believed these meetings were so important that they were actually a requirement. In fact, to go to the larger society meetings, you had to produce a ticket that your class leader had signed off on saying that you had faithfully been attending and participating in the class meetings. And the reason that that was so important is because that was the method to building disciples. That was the way that we could ensure that each person's spiritual life was healthy. So how is it with your soul? I hear this question being asked in our scripture passage today. Because feeling weary and heavy burdened, those are soul issues. And this passage begins with Christ distinguishing between the intelligent and the infants. The intelligent would be the Pharisees, who were holding so tight to their beliefs about following the law, versus the infants, who were those who were open to Christ's leading and teaching. The infants are preferred in this scripture because when we hold on tight to what we believe is the right way, we lose the opportunity to learn anything new. And so in this passage, there is an invitation to all who have been burdened by religious legalism to come and find rest and relief in Christ. Now, I think to understand this passage, we have to talk about this word yoke. A yoke would have been common knowledge in Jesus' time and all the various layers of what that might have meant, but probably not so much in our current context. A yoke was something used to tether animals together, primarily oxen, so that they could pull farm equipment. A yoke is a wooden frame that is shaped in a way that is round enough and smooth enough to be comfortable and light, yet strong enough to help equalize the load of carrying heavy farm equipment. In other words, there is an enormous level of knowing the animals that you're yoking to make the yoke precisely special and right for each animal. And so when Jesus refers to the yoke, he's referring to this intimate relationship, because the yoke is tailor-made for each of our needs. It is the way that we grow to be more and more like him, not in a rigid or legalistic manner, but rather in a gentle walking alongside. Each yoke is designed for our needs. And it's important to remember this is the Christ who knows what it is to be human. And so taking this yoke is to submit to the person of Jesus, who's gentle and caring for our needs. A yoke is both the call to discipleship and a means of rest. It's a call to serve, but to serve in his strength, with his gentle leading. And it's a call to trust in his goodness. And it's light. Each yoke is tailor-made to make us more and more like him, but it's light. Discipleship is not oppressive. It's not legalistic. Rather, it is gentle and humble. Discipleship is not simple obedience. Rather, it is a call to an intimate relationship. And yet we know that life is complicated. And being a Christian certainly does not cure us from our human burdens. But it does ease the heavy load, because we're not carrying it alone. Discipleship is about walking with Christ in the real world and allowing him to teach us and guide us as he walks alongside. And so, for Christians, when we become weary and heavy burdened, it's probably because we're trying to take the lead. Disciples have the ability to turn the yoke into something unbearable. But we must always remember that weariness is not of Christ. It comes from taking on other yokes. Taking on other yokes might be buying into everything the culture around us tells us we should be. It might be from perfectionism or materialism. Weariness comes from sin. Weariness comes from not caring for our souls. So how is it with your soul? What are you doing to take care of your soul? What are you doing to take care of you? You know, the culture around us would have us to believe that we should do it all, have it all, and look good while we're doing it. That we should raise kids who are busy every day, every evening, and every weekend. That feels pretty burdensome. And that burden is not from Christ. It's not from being a disciple. It's from me, from you. We are living in a culture of busyness. In fact, busyness is at times now the measure of success. It is the new keeping up with the Joneses. And it is in direct contrast to what Jesus calls us to do, which is to rest. You know, I even sometimes, and maybe you know some people like this, I know people who brag about how little sleep they get. Why? How has not taking care of ourselves become some kind of status symbol? You know, about 3/4 of the health costs in our country are from chronic illness. And one of the key drivers of chronic illness is stress. unmanaged stress triggers this primal response in us. And that trigger releases, among other hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. Now, adrenaline increases your heart rate and your blood pressure, while cortisol increases the glucose stores in your blood, i.e., increases your blood sugar, and reduces functions like your digestive system, your immune system, your growth systems. That's fine for an immediate threat, but it's not hard to see how long-term chronic stress is literally making us sick. It puts us at risk for heart disease, anxiety, digestive disorders, headaches, issues with sleep, concentration, and memory. And then there are the secondary issues, because when we don't feel well, we tend to overeat, undereat, not exercise. We tend to turn to alcohol and drugs more frequently and withdraw socially. In other words, when we're stressed, it seems that we're driven to do the things that make us feel worse instead of better. Because after all, a bowl of ice cream is always ready to be my friend. Amen? So how is it with your soul? So I had to ask myself this question recently. Now, I want to start by saying that I have a great marriage, I have great kids, and I am privileged to do the work that I love. And yet, I found myself feeling out of balance and even at times weary. I even have great friends and neighbors. Not a lot of time to nurture their relationships. I found that I was struggling to take care of myself, and I didn't necessarily want to answer the question, "How is it with your soul?" Because I know that weariness is not of Christ. Rather, it's from the burdens I put on myself. Now, doing a lot of things is not a new issue for me. This is something I know about myself. I went to seminary as a full-time student, worked, raised kids. Fine. I do a lot of things. It didn't start there. I got married the day I graduated college, and I walked both. Now, I feel like I should justify myself a little bit on that one. We didn't plan the wedding for the day I was going to graduate college. We realized a few months before the wedding that I could take some summer classes and be done early. So I did that. And it was so important to me to walk at my college graduation because my father had paid for my bachelor's degree, and I wanted him to hear his name one more time as I crossed that stage. Jill Marie DeHaven. And so I crossed the stage 10 minutes before I was sitting in the chair to get my hair done for the wedding. And they said, "Jill Marie DeHaven." Come to find out, my dad didn't even care that much about me walking. In fact, he thought it was kind of stupid. So, doing too many things at once is not a new phenomenon for me. So anyway, I began making a list. A list of what I felt like life should include. A list of what I felt called to and what feels life-giving. And I realized that I needed to give up some things. Now you see, one of the problems with ministry is there is never a lack of good things to do. And for the last 3 years, my week has been divided between my counseling ministry and my work here at the church. And I love preaching and teaching. I love seeing all of you on Sunday mornings. But some of the detail work that I do during the week is more taxing for me. You see, I'm not a detail person. And I'm not very good at the detail work. Now, if you're not a detail person, you hear me on this. If you are a detail person, God bless you, because we need you. It is not my gift. And so I began praying and discerning what a new plan might look like. And it seemed as though the best way to find some balance would be to transition my role here. And so you may have heard that we are hiring a new position for a hospitality coordinator. And among other things, that will be a person who can do the detail stuff well. My hope is that this new person will also be able to develop our hospitality ministries in ways that I have not. And I am excited to have some time to lead some classes, beginning in a few weeks with a Lenten study on Sunday evenings. And I'll be able to continue to preach once in a while. And I'll be around for pastoral backup in various ways. The biggest changes are that I will primarily be in my counseling office during the week, and that the new hospitality coordinator will be in Connection Central on Sunday mornings. You know, there are times we need to get something harmful out of our lives. There are times we need to get something sinful out of our lives. And if you fall in either of those categories this morning, please unburden yourself. Find a way. If you don't know how, please come talk to either Pastor Kevin or Pastor Jared or me. But there are other times that we just have too many good things in our lives. And it's hard to know when to let go of good things. But I will say to you, if you feel weary from doing good things, it's probably time to slide back into the gentle yoke that Christ offers. Because weariness is not from Christ. The invitation from Christ is gentle, and it's good, and it's life-giving. And it's meant to unburden and to offer rest. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. And so I leave you with the question this morning: how is it with your soul? Amen.